Shin Sadik Tes Sif Dalet. Oyimded Ela Kenegan Ha'ir. When he's measuring the Tchum, he has to measure opposite the city. Afil Yishom Uvigeyus Kenegdo. Oyilech Mikenegda Vitzidin Shu Yosha Vyimdun Shom Vyasa Kenegda Ir. If you meet the Shabbat and Shom. There's a hill in front of the city, and it's hard to measure the Tchum. But if he goes to the north or the south of the city, there's flat land, and he can measure over there and then come back again to opposite the city. He should not do that. He should always measure the area which is directly in front or to the side of the city. When he gets to a mountain, if it's so a sharp incline by this mountain, that if he takes a plumb line, or it's a piece of rope with a metal on the bottom, and it will not end up 4 amas away from where he's standing, in other words, the whole slope is less than 4 amas across, he doesn't have to measure the whole incline. Since it's a very small incline and it's very steep incline, then he just doesn't count it. If there's a flat area on top of it, then he counts that as part of the tchum, but the slope up and down doesn't count if it's that steep. If this rope goes more than 4 amas away from where he's standing, and the angle of the incline is that it goes up 10 tefachim within every 5 amas. Like we just said, with a 5 amah walk across, it goes up 10 tefachim. So in this situation, Azroyim, im ein bis vorsei, mis vorsei, erst vorsei, elach hamishim amah, mavlim lechem hamishim amah. If this whole hill is less than 50 amahs, then you just incorporate it within that string. In other words, you don't count the slope at all. And the way you do it is you have hold the string on one side of the incline and the other side of the incline, and you count the area as if it was flat land. How do you do that? It's way above your head. So give eggs gavoya misfasa mizeh, the eggs gavoya acher connecto misfasa mizeh, motech hevel mizeh mizeh. Like we said, you have a very high pole, and you hold on each side of this hill, and you count it as if the hill was flat land. So basically, one person stands on one side of the hill, the one on the other side of the hill, and since the hill is only 50 amas or less, you could use one rope to count that area. If it's wider than 50 amas, so then you take a rope which is only 4 amas. What they do is you have one person standing and another one standing 4 amas away from him. The bottom one puts the rope opposite his heart, the other one puts it by his feet. So basically, the higher one is higher up, and the way they keep the rope straight is by the bottom one holding it connected his chest, and the bottom holding it connected his feet. Then afterwards, the one at the bottom goes to the place where the top one was standing, and then the one that was higher up moves up the hill. Basically, they're making horizontal measures by the fact that one is standing above the other one, and the bottom one is holding it higher up on his body, and the other one lower up on his body. And they do this 4 amas at a time until they get to the top of the slope. If the incline is in a fashion that it goes up 10 tefachim within 4 amas, then they would make him, and the Namatriach him to do this business of using those poles. In other words, now we're talking about a case where the hill is 50 amas or less. So previously we said that if you have a certain incline of going 5 amas before it gets to 10 tefachim, then you do the previous mentioned measures. But if it's only 4 amas to get to that height, which is basically a more acute incline, then they weren't matriach a person to bring those poles on each side of it. In that situation, you just approximate how wide that area is. If more than 50 amas, then he does this process of every four amas. So basically, whether it goes up 10 tvachim and 5 amas or 4 amas, if the area is more than 50 amas, then use that process of the rope, which is 4 amas, and you measure 4 amas at a time. The difference between the two is, when the area is 50 amas or less, if the incline is not such a sharp incline, then use the poles on either side and use the rope of 50 amas. If it's a more sharp incline of 10 tvachim within 4 amas, then you just approximate it.